This coming weekend is the International Men of Leather IML conference in Chicago. I'm very excited because at long last, I get to meet podcasting legend. You know, podcasting is an art that has been around for about 4 years, but nonetheless, he's a legend in his own, Big Fatty, which I'm very excited about. Big Fatty's having a little soiree down in Boys Town the night of IML, or Saturday night of IML, and I'm very excited to meet you, Big Fatty. It's been a long time coming. Here's a little history of the Daily Purge. First of all, I'll give you a little side notes in case you didn't know any of our history and where we came from and all this other stuff. The Daily Purge actually got its name from my book. When I was doing this by myself, my book was called My Mind Vomit, so I was just like, well, My Mind Vomit, Purge, Vomit, Daily, because I was going to do it daily. Oh God. Now you're lucky to get them once a month. So that's where I started, but I wouldn't have gotten started at all if it wouldn't be for the Little Fatty cast with Larry Vader and Big Fatty, because there are these two Southern men that were just, you know, kind of just chatting it up, and I thought that was so awesome. So anyway, so here I am 4 years later, and here we are, and it was Rob who emailed me. We were both working day jobs, and he emailed me and being like, do you listen to any podcasts? I'm like, what the hell's a podcast? So now it's part of the vernacular of the day, so people listen to podcasts. But we got in early, and so anyway, after this long time, I finally get to meet Big Fatty, so I'm going to bring my little flip cam and hoist it on down to Boys Town for... Although, truth be told, and this is not a judgment on the International Men of Leather, because I say, if it's your thing, that's awesome.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty! Online.
At long last, I get to purge podcasting legend Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3593 of the BFO for right the 12th of November 2021. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Show. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day and maybe a voice letter or two, Big Fatty. Weekenders, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're right. It's going well. Y'all, your Weekenders, because the weekend is here. Big Fatty, that singing man? No. As in Saturday and Sunday. Oh, okay. y'all, it's the weekend. And just once again wanted to... send out a shout out to the veterans that are out there that we celebrated Veterans Day on Thursday. Yes, Big Fatty, the recycling didn't get picked up. They were celebrating. It's true, but it'll be picked up today. But let's get the weekend started. Big Fatty, let's start it with this.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today we have a very special anniversary. Y'all, you know, you know her, a former number three fan of the BFO, and y'all, she is the Ed McMahon of the Mr. Tim Kumal Show. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Francie 57. Big Betty, we love Francie and her husband, Michael. Big Betty, we don't know him, no, but he's got good taste in wives. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, then we have another anniversarium. On Saturday, y'all, Saturday the 13th of November, y'all, it marks the anniversarium debut of the enormous little show. So, y'all, if you see Francie or Michael or those enormous boys. Yes, Big Fatty, there's a reason they're called enormous. It's true. On the 20 or the Mega Space, wish 'em a happy anniversarium.
Happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but six celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all, he's right here in the studio with Big Fatty. Y'all, the newest resident of Fat Acres. Y'all, it's the Nip.
Big Fatty, we love the Nip.
Say hi, Nip.
Hey, what's up?
Okay, y'all, in addition to the Nip today, we have, y'all, he's the vulgar one over there on the gayish little show. Big Fatty, is it Mike? No, is it Kyle? Well, who the hell is it? Oh, it's fucking Dan. Oh, Big Fatty, we love fucking Dan. Y'all, then the number one fan of the BFO, times two. Y'all, that's Bill in St. Louis. Big Fatty, he is just the best. It's true. And y'all, then a name and a voice you heard at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, he is the former host of the Daily Purge. Y'all, that's Jimmy Guns.
Big Fatty, we love you.
It's true. And y'all, then on Sunday, he's out there in the sack of tomatoes now. Y'all, he was at the very first Pride 48, used to live up there in the Connecticut. Y'all, it's the one and only Lori Warbucks. Big Fatty, we love Lori Warbucks. It's true. And y'all, then our final celebration of exiting the birth canal this weekend. Y'all, it comes on Sunday. Y'all, he is the second most vulgar one on the gayish a little show. Big Fatty, they're all vulgar. I know, I've given up. I can't figure it out. Y'all, it is gayish Mike. Oh, Big Fatty, I understand. He likes to talk about his Johnson. Well, about his Ma Johnson. Big Fatty, I didn't know his mother had a Johnson. Well, anyway. So, y'all, if you see the Nip or fucking Dan or Bill in St. Louis or Jimmy Guns or Lori Warbucks or Gayish Mike on the 20 or the Meta Space, y'all wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get a big old piece of cake. What flavor, Nip?
Chocolate.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Happy birthday to you.
Here at Fat Acres, life is good. Where that big fatty plays. Nipper walks around the neighborhood and hangs out with all of the gays. Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves a puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Oh, Big Fatty, we just love the Fatty the Poo song. It's true. And with all those celebrations of exiting the birth canal, y'all, I'm telling you, 9 months ago, there was a lot of fucking going on, is all I gotta say. But anyway, yes, Big Fatty, to celebrate Abraham Lincoln's birthday on the 12th. It's true. What was I saying? After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, my brother arrived here, at the villa, and, y'all, we had a nice little visit. He had a glass of wine, and we, had some of the nuts and bolts. It was just lovely. Just lovely! And y'all, then he decided he wanted to have Greek food. And y'all, I felt like I was Leonard Nimoy, in search of, Greek food. And Big Fatty, eat Greek food and prosper. First of all, the Greek restaurant, that the Nip and I went to with our friends on, was that on Tuesday?
Tuesday at
lunch. Y'all, we've decided we need to give them a couple of weeks to get back on their feet and get things under control. So I did not suggest that one. And y'all, then I said, well, there's one over near the Von's East. And so we drove over there. Y'all checked. The website said that they were open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. The Grubhub would pick up the food and all this kind of stuff. Got over there. Y'all, it's been closed for a couple of years, and a new restaurant has opened there. So we didn't go there, and I said, well, you know, I know there is there's a Greek restaurant down 17. You know, that's the US 17. Some people call it the Sawana Highway here in Charleston. And so, y'all, we drove out there, closed. It's gone. It is gone. It's been replaced by some sort of hobo restaurant. It's called Boxcar Betty. And y'all, it was gone. And there was another one that was supposedly in this shopping center. And y'all, it wasn't there. And, y'all, I was trying to get out of the parking lot, and I ended up in a dead end behind all the buildings, and then I had to back out of it, and I ran into the bushes, and I had to try it again. Y'all, it was a calamity. It was a calamity of horrors. And, y'all, we finally found it's kind of nouveau Greek. It's kind of like the Chipotle, except it's, you know, that you can get the pita, and you choose how you want it presented. I chose the pita. You can get a bowl, and they give you two smears. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Yes. But I smeared red bell pepper. Smear and tzatziki smear, and y'all, then I had the lamb. Oh, poor Bo Peep, she's lost her sheep to your smear. And then I had some, and then you get to choose what you want on top of it, and I had the cabbage slaw, and I had cucumbers, and I had, what else did I have? I had two or three more things, y'all. It made the huge, huge ass mess. And y'all, then we got something called the feta fries. And y'all, it was French fried potatoes, real thin ones, so nice and crisp, nice and crisp. And then they put the Greek salad dressing on top of it and the feta cheese. Y'all, they were absolutely delicious. So anyway, it wasn't exactly what we were expecting, but thank God we got Greek food. Y'all came back here to the villa, watched The Survivor and The Toughest Nails. You know, you got to have The Toughest Nails. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then about 10 p.m. in the evening, crawled in the bed. Y'all, I was tired. And anyway, y'all woke up at 5:30 a.m. in the morning again. Couldn't believe it. Could not believe it. But y'all, I laid in the bed for a little while, and finally, about 20 minutes to 7, I got up and made the coffee and went and got the newspaper. And my brother, you know, my coffee machine, it grinds the beans. And y'all, it sounds like a jet engine firing up. Y'all, it'd wake the dead. Big Betty. Maybe you should turn that on when Granny's here sometime. Well, I could. They had sausage balls. You know, Big Fatty loves the sausage balls. Big Fatty, you love all balls, it's true. They had them pre-made and they're fully cooked and all this. So I said, you know, I'm going to try those. Well, I fixed those for us for our brufkas and had that in the coffee. Y'all, they're not as good as Big Fatty's sausage balls. And y'all, you can get that recipe. It's somewhere. I don't know where it is. I think it's on the www somewhere. Just goggle Big Fatty sausage balls, and they'll show up. Big Fatty, that's not all that'll show up. Anyway, but we had that, and y'all, then we went for the nipple walk up around the big circle. Y'all, we cut it short because my brother's not used to walking as fast as I am, and y'all, he's 3 years younger than me. But we did that and came back. I got my share, and we just relaxed on the veranda of the villa. And then, he was going to his old coal miner weekend, but we decided we'd go have lunch. Y'all, we went to it's called the Red Orchid. Durwood loves the place. Y'all, and on Durwood's recommendation, get the Korean steak. It'll make you shit yourself, and then you can call in to the BFO and report it for Shark Week. But anyway, I had soup. I had soup for my lunch. Y'all then came on. He went on his way to the old coal miners weekend. I came back home. The nip came over, and y'all, we did a little more nipple walking because I didn't get all my steps in with the morning. So we walked the inside loop and the outside loop of Fat Acres. Y'all, then we just kind of, I got a box, a big, very vulgar. By the way, what did you say? There was no something in the rear, no conversion in the rear, and something like that. I'm gonna see a friend of mine. Oh, it's tax. I'm sorry. It's about taxes and conversion in the rear. No rear conversion.
Big Fatty, fucking Dan will want to hear that.
But anyway, let's see. And Gayish Mike and Holly and Big Fatty, all of them. So y'all, when you start doing your taxes, remember there's no conversions in the rear. Y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Big Fatty, you nodded so damn much that you didn't get to play any voiceless. Y'all, they're beginning to back up. They're beginning to back up like I've got a constipated voice letterbox. Big Fatty, you're vulgar. Oh, Nick, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, I've got a correction here from the nip. It is not conversions in the rear. It's backdoor conversions. There are no backdoor conversions, right?
Sorry.
Oh, good old Roth. I never will forget Roth. y'all, how many of you are putting up your crema decorations this weekend? Big Fatty, me! Okay. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard rumors of the Daily Purge. And John Michael Hawes, if you had one wish on your celebration of exiting the birth canal, what would it be?
At long last, I get to purge podcasting legend, Big Fatty.
Oh, well, you know, that unsubscribe button is always available.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.